The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been talking about kids and technology, new apps being safe online, and even some sneaking texting acronyms that parents might not know how to decode.
Today we want to talk about some of the good parts of tech. Parents are often scared to death of what could happen to their tweens and teens when they're online, and we should be aware of the pitfalls, very aware. But there are also lots of positives associated with kids and technology.
I know my 13-year-old she's an artist, and technology has allowed her to do some really cool projects. She's created several fast motion progression videos that show her drawings from conception to finished product. It's so much fun to watch the time lapse. I thought having art technology would make her less creative, but it really has done the opposite.
Yeah. Also, some of the apps out there can have an extremely positive impact on a kid's health. Eating healthy can become a game. There's an app called Senda and the Glutton Dragon that teaches kids the importance of eating their vegetables in a fun way.
Research on the internet can be dicey, but wow, there are so many great sites out there. When my teenager is interested in a topic, she wants to learn everything she can about it. And the internet allows her to immerse herself. Of course, I'm paying attention to the sites she uses for research. That's vital.
Yes, definitely. And we do love research. We're big on doing our homework here for Mamas on Magic segments, since we've never claimed to be parenting experts. We're just, right there in the trenches with you. So if there's a topic you want us to talk about, give Magic a call and let them know. Or find our website and send us an email. We're at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.